Dave.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about your health. We'll talk about your life. Why? Because it's important. It matters. You matter. Our health is so many times our greatest wealth, and we have to understand that to be able to make new choices. And when it comes down to it, that is what matters. We're going to kick it off and go with Jane. Hi, Jane.
I went to the doctor with pain on my right side under my rib cage, and I had an ultrasound, and I did not have gallstones. It's mostly after I eat, and when I take a deep breath, it hurts. They did a nuclear test and found out that my gallbladder was functioning at 6%. And the pain isn't bad enough to have surgery just to relieve the pain, but I'm calling to find out if it's causing any damage to my system to have a gallbladder functioning at 6%, and if there's anything I can do besides surgery.
And there's a lot you can do, really. When it comes down to gallbladder, one thing you want to think about, there's a flush you can do, a gallbladder flush, that is pretty easy. Many times, if they say it's functioning at 6%, you know, depending on what they recommend, treatment-wise, one thing you want to consider, easing up on the fat content in your diet just a little bit. Don't do a ton of carbohydrates, but keep it pretty balanced with the lower glycemic carbs for the most part. And there's some great, great enzymes, digestive enzymes that can be helpful. Hydrochloric acid is very helpful, too. Proteolytic enzymes can help break your proteins and fats down as well. So there's some keys that can be very helpful on the nutrition side. But it's about eating as well as you can, keeping the stress levels down, because we know that brain chemistry is directly linked. Low acetylcholine levels, well, acetylcholine drops when stress levels are up. And that's our number one brain chemical to keep everything communicating, keeping everybody happy. So when it drops, Eastern medicine says that there's a direct correlation with acetylcholine levels and the function of the gallbladder. So they kind of go hand in hand. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with gallbladder function, you don't want to take it out unless you really have to, unless it's just an emergency. There's a blockage of the cystic duct, which that's really, really bad, by the way. Something like that, you've got to get it taken out. But otherwise, there's so many ways to really support it and to get the body functioning well again. So I encourage you to keep talking with your doctors about different options, and maybe even go see someone on the alternative side, like a naturopathic physician. They might be able to give you a little bit of a different twist to the situation. A lot of natural things you can do, but you need to be under the guidance of someone. Don't go read some article and start doing some juicing deal. Get under someone's care. It's important. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You want to get help with your health and go to the next level and find all the information there. Zithromax is now in the news. It's zithromycin, which is one of the world's best-selling antibiotics. It's used to treat or prevent certain bacterial infections that most common often cause ear infections, strep throat, pneumonia, bronchitis, and sinusitis. It's also effective against certain sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia. Zithromax recently made headlines when the FDA warned patients who take the antibiotic who have certain risk factors may face life-threatening cardiac arrhythmias. The FDA urged doctors to consider the arrhythmia risk before ever prescribing this common antibiotic. And interesting. So if you've got any kind of heart arrhythmia, make sure to check it out and be careful with azithromycin. Very common. We use it in medicine all the time. It's used, but just make sure that you're real go easy on that one for sure. If you have any contraindications, which that's kind of a new one for folks to figure out. 888-283-7272. Food for the day. One of my favorite is carrots. Now, I like carrots raw, but carrots are amazing as far as a superfood or a power food, if you will. You can improve your vision with carrots. It's really amazing. Of course, sweet potatoes help with that. Why? It's because of the vitamin A and the beta carotene. Great for overall vision. People who eat most beta carotene foods had a 40% lower risk of macular degeneration. I get a lot of questions about that. So there you go. It's the beta carotene, vitamin A, and the orange based foods. Cancer prevention is really strong too. Studies show that carrots reduce the risk of lung cancer, breast cancer, and colon cancer. Researchers have just discovered that falcarinol is a big piece of this, and the falcarinol is a natural pesticide produced by the carrot, and it protects its roots from fungal diseases. Carrots are also one of the common sources of this compound. They show a third lower cancer risk by carrot-eating mice. Of course, you know the little animal studies, how that deal goes. Anti-aging, of course, it's a big one. Beta-carotene acts as an antioxidant to cell damage done to the body through regular metabolism. It helps slow down the aging of the cells. It's got healthy glowing skin, too. It'll help. Vitamin A is great for your skin. Deficiency in vitamin A prevents the premature wrinkling, acne, dry skin, pigmentation issues, and blemishes. It also evens out the skin tone. It's a powerful antiseptic. So herbalists will always use it to help prevent infection. Of course, it just radiates beautiful skin. Carrots are used as an inexpensive facial mask. And you can mix the grated carrot with a little bit of honey. And there's actually recipes online. You can find that out. Prevents heart disease as well. Carrots not only have the beta-carotene, they have alpha-carotene and lutein, which is great for heart disease and to support overall eye health. Helps reduce cholesterol because it binds with the bile salts in the body. I'm telling you, carrots are amazing. And you can juice them, too. A lot of people do that, blending them, juicing them, whatever you want to do. Cleanses the body, too. It's great for, of course, the liver and the kidneys and for waste movement and increasing movement in the colon. It's good for teeth and gums, too. Of course, the carrots clean your teeth and your mouth because of the way you have to chew them and forms of the saliva. There's minerals in the carrots, too, that can prevent tooth damage. Prevent strokes as well. Here's a big one, which is kind of, strokes are actually coming on more and becoming more and more prevalent. Harvard University did a study, and they said people who ate more than 6 carrots a week are less likely to suffer a stroke than those who ate only 1 carrot a month or less. So, time to crank up the carrots. Tell you, if you don't like carrots and you're looking for something to do with them, one of my favorite things to do with carrots is to get hummus dip, which is chickpeas, and basically olive oil mixed together. And you get the hummus, and you take the little organic baby carrots, and you put them in there. And it's better than, to me, it's almost better than potato chips and dip. It tastes so good. Of course, you get the crunch with the carrots. It's off the chart. So just a something, little something to show you on the snack. But carrots, start increasing them in your diet. It makes a big, big difference. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to come back and get to your phone calls and also get into some new topics coming around the corner. If you have gas and you want to know how to get rid of it, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. I'm going to kick it off now and go with Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Yes, I have listened to you off and on, and I admire you. I think you have an excellent show. And
thank you.
I'd like to relate to you my experiences with my son. He's 51 years old, and 6 months ago, he had a massive hemorrhagic stroke. And it's like I said, 6 months ago, he's not improved very much. He's just now, it affected his left side, completely paralyzed, and just now he's getting very slight signs of life in his left arm, his left leg. His right side was affected somewhat to where it's not that he can rely on his right side to help him because it's been affected also. And I'm just wondering if he's getting therapy. And what else can be done for him?
There's a lot that can be done. I mean, have they done? I know they've done the testing and all that, but has anyone worked with him from a natural perspective and given him any natural options?
No. However, I have read about an intravenous injection of magnesium and calcium combined with hyperbaric oxygen. And I'm wondering
right.
if you heard of that or if that is as effective as the article says it is.
Yeah, it actually has some pretty good results behind it. That's very good. And his diet, as far as his eating habits, have you taken him gluten-free completely yet?
He had a tracheotomy done, and he's just going to get rid of that, Monday, and so he'll start eating again. But prior to this stroke, his diet was excellent. Lots of fruits and vegetables and good protein, exercise. He was in excellent condition.
The main thing you want to do when somebody has gone through something like this, regardless of their age, is to focus on high antioxidant levels. That's a big one. But also to look at overall brain chemistry, making sure that dopamine levels are where they should be. And, again, you can do that through nutrition. Of course, I've got a lot of that listed there at the website. But you can go through and support healthy dopamine levels, also healthy acetylcholine levels, which can be very good. Rutin, of course, as you know, dealing with stroke and dealing with the integrity of the blood vessels, rutin, R-U-T-I-N, is very good, very supportive to the body as well. Keeping the omega-3 fats, have a lot of good research on it, too, in dealing with this. Of course, there's still, as in medicine they say, there's still an unknown factor in a lot of ways, but they do know what you can do to kind of support the body all the way around. So supporting the vessels is a big one. That's one thing you want to focus on. And keeping the nutrition very strong. I know he ate plenty of fruits and vegetables, but, you know, when you're dealing with this sort of thing, it's very good to have about 30% or so of your diet in healthy fats. So almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, you know, cooking with things like real butter, grapeseed oil, coconut oil. Those kind of fats on a regular basis can do so much to support the body. And again, there is an unknown factor, but I mean, there are a lot of things that we do know. And some of the things that we do know is really just to give the body the nutrition that it needs. Medicine can do its magic, but I mean, at the same time, like with you right now trying to figure out, okay, what's the best thing to do long term? And I think if you ask different people in different fields, different specialties, you're going to get multiple answers. But if you ask a lot of the nutrition folks, you're probably going to get a lot of the same kind of answers. And that's, you know, regardless of what comes and goes, your nutrition has to remain the same. It has to stay strong. And that's what you really want to focus on as a big piece, okay? So keep me posted on how things go. And you can always shoot me an email as well there at the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Thanks so much for that call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Or go to the website, of course. You can do that as well. Now, if you deal with gas a lot, yes, I am talking about gas after you eat or when you eat, that uncomfortable bloating feeling. Here's some things that can really help. So there's a lot of gas-producing foods. I want to tell you what those are. The issue the body can have with food combining can be another tough issue as well. But the vegetables that can lead to gas, they are things like onions and artichokes. They contain fructose, which is a type of sugar found in many fruits as well. Asparagus, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, these all can cause some issues as well. The fruits that are really big that contain sorbitol are prunes, apples, peaches, and pears. Those are the big ones. And, of course, gas-producing foods and starchy foods, high in the carbohydrates. You got your all your gluten-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. They all can lead to a lot of excess gas. Oatmeal is another big one. Believe it or not, I know you love your oatmeal. But oatmeal can lead to a lot of excess gas. One of the things you can do to avoid it, you're thinking, what can I do to avoid it? Do I take Beano or what do I do? Well, there's a lot of things, but digestive enzymes are one of the best. And if you've got issues breaking down proteins or breaking down carbohydrates, digestive enzymes can help tremendously. So you might want to look into that. Even with things like beans and that sort of thing, you want to have, once you've cleared the digestive tract out, you've got good healthy bacteria going on, and you've got the enzymes you need to break the foods down, then you'll be on your way. And that's kind of the deal. When you eliminate a lot of these foods out of your diet for a period of time, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, then your body's, the bowels and everything will settle down, and it'll be a lot easier for the body to maintain, and you might find yourself not getting gassy. If you get gassy a lot, you've got an imbalance of the bacteria in the gut, and the colon is a little bit imbalanced. So you got to work on clearing that up, and that typically will clear up the gas, and you'll be able to handle a lot of these foods. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number for the show. Give me a call, and we'll hit some more with your questions when we come back.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to go to John now on the phones. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hello. Thank you. This is John from Chicago. Trying to find out some information about particular illness. I'm not too well. I don't pretty much well understand it, but it's a product called Lupa, L-U-P-A. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I have a person that has, and I'm just trying to figure out the severity of it and how it's caused and basically how it could be treated, if it could be treated. I know it can't be cured, but how does one person get that? And I know it affects mostly women, correct?
It does. It's called lupus, is what it's called. And it's an autoimmune disease. And it's, yeah, I mean, it affects women, but it affects guys, too. And it can affect the connective tissue. Of the body, it's not really really exciting. It's actually pretty tough, and it's an autoimmune disorder. So a lot of stress can bring it on. There's usually a genetic component to it. It's the immune system that just becomes hyperactive. It can attack normal tissues, and the main issue with lupus that you have to be really concerned about, of course, there's rashes and things that go along with it. But you have to be really concerned about how it does attack the body, because with lupus itself, I mean, it can create a lot of debilitating type issues, a lot of chronic fatigue, pain, of course, the skin rashes that are just really, really tough. And, you know, it can affect the kidneys. I mean, it can affect a lot of different organ systems in a negative way. So you want to reduce stress. If somebody has lupus, you want to reduce the stress in their life. You want to make sure that they're eating healthy, that they have good, healthy lifestyle habits. Those are some of the best things to combat it. Then you've got to figure out, okay, well, if it does have a strong autoimmune component to it, which arm of the immune system is more active? Is it the T1 helper cells or the T2 helper cells? You've got to kind of figure that out. And then once you figure that out, you can come up with a better game plan on what to do. But that is the typical key when you deal with lupus. There's a lot of things you can do. It's a very long conversation, but I would go, just so you know, if you're kind of researching it because you want to give her some good information and help her out, even though she's going the traditional medical route, lupus is one thing I would for sure get her to, you know, an alternative practitioner, maybe a naturopathic physician, have them take a look at her, because that can play a big role. It really can. They, you know, having someone that can really look at things from a more holistic perspective with lupus can make a big difference. So that's just a piece of advice there that can help you get someone on the team that can really look at it from that perspective. And it can help with the immune system, it can help with the overall process. And, you know, eating habits are important, but, you know, there's no just one supplement or one silver bullet that can really come in and just make things happen. It's an accumulation of overall lifestyle habits that can really prove to make a big difference. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Now, prediabetes is kind of that phrase that we use right before someone gets, of course, diagnosed with diabetes. So to find out how a prediabetes diet can affect everyone, regardless of type 2 diabetes, here's a couple of little golden rules for healthy eating, they say, from the American Diabetes Association, just to pass it along. Skip the sugary drinks, no sweet tea, no juice, no soda, no sweetened lemonade, no mocha latte coffee creations. So they say my number one recommendation is people don't drink your sugar. Boric said, he's a physician, says that all sugary drinks out there are a real risk factor for obesity. I agree. Now, pull back on the portions. You can still eat many of the foods you like, just have smaller portions of them. I don't agree with that so much. I think that you need to have your lower inflammatory whole-based foods and stay away from the processed foods. It's not just portion size. It's quality of the food you're eating. All of that is vitally important. You want to make sure you've got high quality in the foods that you're eating. Very, very important. I mean, keep the portion sizes not big, that's for sure, but you want to make sure you get quality. Fill up on the fiber. Eat plenty of high fiber foods, including fresh vegetables and fruits, beans and whole grains. Fiber helps you feel full longer and can help you eat less and avoid weight gain. This is very true, and it helps with colon cancer, just so you know. I'm just saying, be choosy about fats. Your diets should actually have about 25% of healthy fat. That's your almonds, your walnuts, your nuts, your seeds, your healthy oils. Those are all great. Drink alcohol only in moderation. Men should have no more than 2 drinks a day, and women no more than 1. A drink is 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of distilled spirits, about 80 proof. Choose lean meats. To easily identify the lean red meats, look for cuts that have word round or loin in their name. They're, of course, the leaner cuts. Opt for the white meat, chicken, and turkey without the skin. And add fish to your diet 2 or 3 times a week as part of a diet that can help in diabetes prevention. Make sure to bake, broil, roast, or grill instead of frying to keep it all lean. Stay hydrated. That's a big one. Drink plenty of water. I've got mine right here. And also, people that make the mistake that when you're thirsty, that's when you need to drink water. But actually, by the time you're thirsty, you're extremely dehydrated. So staying hydrated actually helps lower your blood sugar, which you should do anyway, and also helps with blood pressure-related issues as well. Diet and exercise always go hand-in-hand for diabetes. If you get the little buzzword from your doctor that you're pre-diabetic, get your butt in the gym or get out and get walking, because 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, there's a little tip right there, can increase your overall fitness level, but can also help in a disease level too, or health challenge level. And the best way to prevent type 2 diabetes, they say, is to follow a healthy lifestyle, which includes making smart food choices, and your diet needs a little bit of a makeover. It's okay, but make sure you exercise, drink plenty of water, plenty of rest, and avoid the stress. All of that is a key. It is. Lifestyle choices, it's what it comes down to. Totally comes down to. And so many people struggle with it. It's pretty amazing. And on this show, that's what we want to focus on, is helping you develop better lifestyle choices. Let's go now to JR. Hi, JR.
How you doing, Doc? Nice talking to you.
Yeah, same here. What's up?
Can you hear me okay? I'm on a speakerphone in my office.
I can hear you great, JR.
Okay, wonderful. I've been listening to you back and forth. I'm an ex-Navy SEAL. I've been around the horn a few times, and I have diabetes. Cool. My wife has it, too. And I was wondering, I'm very hip on vitamins and minerals and things of that nature, but I'm sure you're smart enough that you know a whole lot more than me, and because I've been listening to you a long time. Listen to how you tell and help other people, and you've really done a great job of that, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. So you're trying to figure out what you can do with diverticulitis and avoid it and help kind of overcome it, right?
Yeah, it's an agitating, aggravating thing. You have to eat all the time and keep, you know, I found out two ways I can go, but I'm sure you have a better way that I can keep an empty stomach, and it's terrible if I don't eat something all the time. And in fact, my wife's in the hospital in Hendersonville right now with just that.
Wow.
And, yeah, they found she had, and it's a very painful thing.
It is, and do you find that certain foods flare it up for both of you?
Well, yeah, there's certain things you can't eat. I can't eat grits. I love grits. Where I come from, we call it Georgia ice cream, but it just doesn't. and corn and things of that nature. Just have to watch a bad thing to eat. But Doc, ain't there something that you can kind of help you? I need a helper, that's all. Sometimes I don't know what to do. I do the wrong. The trial and error is not the answer, but I just need a helper. Is there anything you can take, minerals and vitamins or something that's helpful for that?
Yeah, one of the main things for diverticulitis, these little pockets down the digestive tract, they get irritated. They're called diverticuli. And when they get irritated, itis means inflammation. That's why they call it diverticulitis. And the old adage is you don't want to eat nuts. You know, the doctors get real. It's kind of our little thing of, you know, don't eat the nuts. Stay away from almonds and peanuts and all that because it can flare it up. Well, they can, but other foods can too. So one of the first things you want to do when you're dealing with diverticulitis is, you know, after you've already seen your physician and all that jazz, if there's really nothing laid out for you, it's not really about minerals and vitamins. It's about the type of foods that you're eating on a regular basis. So with diverticulitis, you want to make sure on a regular basis that you're getting the right kind of foods. And when I say that, you want to get foods like fermented foods are really good. Kimchi, which is a type of cabbage type food. Also, the fermented milk products. Yogurt, goat's milk yogurt's really good, can be quite helpful, but plenty of probiotics. Aloe vera is very good too, but you want to keep the bacteria healthy within the gut, and the more you do that, the less irritated that it will get. Your food choices are going to be very, very important, and low inflammatory foods always help. Staying away from the grains for a period of time, maybe for about 3 weeks, to let your body kind of chill out and settle out. Then you can add them back in. You know, play around with some of the different food choices and see how it responds, because it's not just some, I always call it a silver bullet, but it's not. There's no just one supplement to take to make it go away. It's about your daily habits. Stress plays a big role too. Emotional stress can drive the gut. Thanks for the call.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at HelpCoachRadio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. Of course, the show, your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But the reality is that the body can get sick, it can also get well. So don't lose hope in that. You can always change, but of course, you have to be willing to change. And it comes down to our choices that we make every single day. Let's go on now and talk with Susan. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for your time and your expertise and your willingness to help people.
Sure, darling.
I have an issue in regards to I had a hysterectomy 16 years ago when I was 40 years old. I had a 5.5-pound tumor. Basically went in really not knowing what I was going to be dealing with, came out, was offered to take or suggested to take hormones, and I chose not to just because of the fear that prior, about 4 years prior, I had my mother had passed away from breast cancer. And my brother had cancer, so I just had heard that hormones could create the possibility of increasing the possibility for cancer. So I just didn't take anything. Well, the results is 15, 16 years later, 80 pounds heavy, don't feel like a woman anymore. And just wanted to know, is there anything natural, and where would you suggest that I start?
Well, that's okay. Yes, the answer, question is, or the answer is yes. I mean, there are things naturally you can do to support your overall hormone system. I mean, your fat, there's estrogen making the fat cells your whole life, okay? So it's about managing your overall lifestyle. It's, you can use things like black cohosh, blue cohosh, either one, to support your different hormone levels. You can also do wild yam root, which is great, supports healthy progesterones. But one thing you definitely want to do is get blood tested or get blood work done and go to your physician, have them check testosterone, estradiol, estrone, estriol. There's three main estrogens you want to have checked. Progesterone is always a good one to have looked at. Don't jump on hormone therapy just to jump on it. You also want to look at a couple of things as well, because there's different factors. Like, for example, the thyroid gland or the pituitary gland could not be working that well. The adrenal glands could be low in function and low in output. And if that's the case, then, of course, you've got to go a different direction in how you take care of the body. So in understanding all of that, you have to realize, okay, well, I've got to make sure everything gets in balance. You've got to figure out what that means. And you've got to find out. That's why blood testing is so critical, in my opinion. And I think it gives such good overall information that your body needs. So when you're looking at balancing hormones and you're looking at, feeling good and having the energy level that you used to, people think, well, that's not possible. Well, it is possible. Because for a male, for example, testosterone levels drop after the age of 35. It slowly declines. It's just part of life and part of the aging process. If you ask most guys that get low testosterone and they go to the doctor and they get the injections or they get the creams, ask them if they notice a huge difference. A lot of guys will say, well, I noticed it for a little while and then it kind of changed and I didn't really notice it anymore. Well, that's because your body can only handle so much hormone before it will start kind of just regulating itself. And usually there's a nutritional factor of why the body is not functioning at its peak level, and you have to figure out what that is. So that's why the testing is important. That's why having someone that knows and understands nutritional type ways of looking at the body is very important too. So, again, in the situation you're in, it's about balance, and you want to get your testing done to figure that out. want to do things like avoid soy products, keep your protein levels at a moderate level, keep your healthy fats. So if you're worried about not getting the right kind of fats in, you want to make sure that you get fats in because, you know, fats don't make you fat. They actually keep your hormone systems working at a peak level. Why? Because hormones are made from fats themselves. So all that is really important. But are you eating well? Like have you modified a lot of things in your lifestyle? Do you exercise, say, 4 to 5 days a week? Have you done any of that?
No. I work in an accounting office, and I sit behind the desk 10 to 12 hours
You sit all day?
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
All day.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. Here is your little tidbit that we're going to take away from this phone call or this radio call. The one thing you want to do is you want to start exercising. And you have to create a habit first. So even though you sit all day, and I know it's, you know, right in the middle of the season, you have to carve out 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And I say have to gently. I know that could be tough, but you think about it. It's right now, the most important thing is about creating the habit. And it's not so much about going in and working out for an hour. It's about just getting there. Because if I can just get you there and get you into an elliptical machine or a treadmill or whatever, 5 days a week, if I can just get you there and do that over time, then you'll start developing these habits. And that makes a huge difference. Because I can probably tell you, encourage you to start eating, you know, more proteins and cut out the grains and the starches, and you could probably do that. But the exercise in the middle of a busy lifestyle like you're talking about, it matters. But it really matters. I mean, what'll happen is, just like as you, in finances, you start putting money away, like in a something simple, like a Roth IRA, and you look back over 15 years and think, wow, how'd I get all this money? Because of the compound interest and all that jazz. Well, the same is true with our health. The little things that we do every single day, when you have a health challenge that has you so frustrated, right, can make a big difference. So I would look into quite a bit of that. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.